This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Jack Burnham of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about stories of China's independence in chip making, not so independent, integrated into the worldwide system of chip making, except the bad actors in China have made restrictions necessary. One of those restrictions has to do with the highest in lithography equipment that's made by a firm in Europe, ASML. The Chinese no longer have access to buy the highest end lithography the way the U.S. does, and other countries do. Why? Well, that's their problem. The question is, what is to be done? And what they do is they go through and around and indifferent to the regulations, the sanctions. They find a way. Chinese firms, ASML, the two together again. Illicitly, but there it is. That's how competition works. And China's idea of being independent is the heart of the folly. If they would just join the rest of us, they could buy as much equipment as they want instead of standing back as if behind a wall. Here's Jack to explain how it works. It's not whole. It's not organized. It's where we are. More tonight.
It's a good question. So both the Chinese domestic semiconductor manufacturing is largely reliant on components, particularly from ASML, and much of the not only just China, but much of the semiconductor manufacturing is done using ASML components. And so, yes, there are plenty of stories, particularly prior to the Biden administration imposing the first round of export controls on semiconductor manufacturing equipment, that companies like SMIC and other Chinese firms tried to stockpile as many ASML products as they could. And given the fact that these products were bought prior to the ban and that some of these bans were not necessarily retroactive, that yes, ASML employees would at least for a time, would service the equipment that had already been sold. So this is a major problem, is that you have Chinese companies that are struggling to construct their own semiconductor manufacturing equipment to manufacture these highest-end chips. They're buying them, at least when they were able to, on the open market from companies like ASML or others like Tokyo Electron, another major supplier. And then even after some of these export controls were imposed, some of these firms continue to go into the Chinese market and either comply with their previous service contracts or, in some cases, continue to sell components that weren't necessarily banned but were certainly frowned upon by the U.S. government to continue to sell to Chinese chip makers.